أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكم من ملك في السماوات لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا إلا من بعد أن يأذن الله لمن يشاء ويرضى. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed how the various Arabs, the Arab tribes, worship various idols. They carved them out with their own hands, gave them names, and ascribed powers to them also. That they can do this, they can do that, they can do that. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala shows that how stupid and foolish these beliefs of theirs were in this world already, and how openly it will be made and manifest, it will be made on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah says, وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. اور بہت فرشتے ہیں آسمانوں میں ہیں کہ کچھ کام نہیں آتی ان کی سفارش. That there are many angels, farishtas, who are made of noor and who live in the heavens, who commit no sins whatsoever, who are all the time engaged in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, but they won't have permission to intercede for anyone. So when the malaika, the angels cannot intercede, then these idols which are made out by man with his own hand, and for that the people worship the idols, that they will intercede by Allah Ta'ala. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. مگر جب حکم دے اللہ جس کے واسطے چاہے اور پسند کرے. And on the day of Qiyamah, only those people will be given permission to intercede whom Allah Ta'ala permits and for whose intercession Allah Ta'ala wishes. So the question of the idols worshipping, being worshipped and them interceding, there is no question whatsoever. And in the same light also, we are informed that we should not be just sitting on our laurels and thinking that somebody else is going to intercede for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha herself that if you aid me by making more sajdas, in other words, nobody will be able to help anyone, only by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. So everyone, the idol worshippers, will see clearly that our idol worshipping and our idols are not helping us and are not interceding for us. There is no question of it whatsoever. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ لَيَسُمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَى. جو لوگ یقین نہیں رکھتے آخرت کا وہ نام رکھتے ہیں فرشتوں کے زنان نام. And worse than this is that these people who do not believe in the year after, that is the kuffar of Makkah and generally all the other kuffar also, they have kept female names for the malaika. And they have called the malaika, the angels, that they are females. And they have given female names to them. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. Or usko uski kuch khabar nahi, but they've got no news, they've got no information whatsoever about the malaika. They've never seen the malaika, they don't know the malaika, they've just listened from people of the scriptures about the malaika, and then they imagine them to be women, females, and then they keep names of females for them. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنْ. محض اٹکل پر چلتے ہیں. They are only following their own whims and fancies, their own thinking. What do their mind tells them, that they are following. وَإِنَّ ظَنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. اور اٹکل کچھ کام نہیں آئے ٹھیک بات میں. And thinking, our mere feeble thinking, does not help and prove anything as far as the truth is concerned. Here also we should understand that many times in our arguments, our discussions, we say, I think it's like this. Our thinking does not count. What the actual facts are, and everything, whatever there is in the world, is the thinking of people. The actual hard facts are only Quran and Hadith. Those are actual and absolute hard facts. Besides that, it is just our thinking, whatever philosophies we might have, whatever theories we might have, it is all our thinking. فَعَارِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى and dhikrina. So to dhyan na kar us par jo muh more hamari yaad se. So our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's your duty to convey the message, but you don't have to be so persistent. Allah even consoled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, those who do not want to listen to our talks, those who do not pay heed to Quran and Hadith and are not concerned of their own welfare and their own goodness. They just want to live a life like an animal and a life of this dunya. So, oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't have to be so persistent upon them all the time. وَلَمْ يُرِيدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Or kuch na chahe magar dunya ka jeena. All that they want is the life of this world. They just want to satisfy themselves, have the enjoyments and comforts of this world. Whereas akhirah, the year after, they have no concern, they don't even believe in it, no preparation for it. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Bas, yahi tak poonchi unki samaj. This is the end of the understanding of this dunya. To do things, to invent things, to make things, all for the sake of this dunya. That is the end and the limit of their knowledge, of their thinking, of their vision. It is only as far as this dunya is concerned. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dhalla an sabilihi wa huwa a'lamu biman ihtada. تحقیق تیرا رب ہی خوب جانتے ہیں اس کو جو بہکا اس کے راہ سے اور وہی خوب جانے اس کو جو راہ پر آیا. And it is only Allah who knows perfectly well those who are on the path of Allah Ta'ala and those that have gone astray from the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is informing you that these people who are gone so astray and they have left the path, and for you to keep on reminding them, going to them, it is not necessary for you. Yes, those that there is a hope, and Allah knows that these people are going to bring iman, not today, tomorrow, not tomorrow, the next day. So you keep on making effort on them. So in these ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has illustrated to us that we must not sit on our laurels that so-and-so is going to interfere. So-and-so in the family is very pious. So-and-so is a big hafiz, alim. They will intercede for us and our work will be done. No, they, even the malaika who are so close to Allah, they also won't be given permission to intercede until Allah Ta'ala permits them, and for whom Allah permits. Otherwise nobody will be able to intercede. And all our material things are not going to avail us in any way whatsoever. May Allah give us all proper understanding and amal.